This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2013. I'm in the booth of Continental Motors with Bill Ross. Bill, Continental has done something that I never thought would happen, which was to announce extended TBOs on many of the engines, if not all, of either 200 or 400 hours. I thought it would never happen because it's been announced and talked about before but never quite achieved, but you guys have done it, so tell us how you did it.
Okay, Paul, thank you. We've been looking at this for many years in an attempt to assist our customers, both those who are private owners and those who operate their aircraft for hire, in order to extend TBOs. Over the years, we've made numerous improvements in manufacturing and technology that we have innovated at the factory that allow us to build parts and hit the center of the goalpost with those parts, if you will, to hold very, very close tolerances on this on manufacturing processes. In concert with that, and looking at representative cores that had typical maintenance and typical operations, we were able to satisfy the FAA that we could extend TBOs. And across the board, most of the engines, most Continental engines, have an effective 200-hour extension to the published TBO. That can be found in Continental Service Information Letter 98-9, and that's available on our website. Further to that, we have looked at the people who operate aircraft for hire that utilize, or even private owners that utilize their aircraft on a routine basis. Those that are flying 40 hours a month can expect a 400-hour extension to their TBO, their published TBO. And we came about that because we've again, looking at these representative engines, those engines that are flown more frequently are less apt to have corrosion issues and things like that on as far as the internals of the engine. So we're very excited about this. I think it's a step in the right direction for our customers. We are very much a customer intimate company. And again, as we move down the road, I think we'll continue to strive for the customer to assist them in reducing their costs in operating their aircraft.
Now, does this apply to new engines going forward and overhauls going forward? It doesn't apply to any engines in the field. Is that correct?
That's correct. Those engines in the field prior to 2012 are not eligible for this extension. These are only for production, rebuilt, and factory new engines that left Continental. There's a serial number in the SIL 1006000. Any serial number from that point above, those serial numbers are eligible. Those engines were manufactured under the conditions that I previously described, with the innovations in technology and things that we have employed at the factory.
I've been to Continental Motors a few times, and over the years I've noticed a continual evolution in the upgrade of equipment to digital controlled machinery and automotive type quality controls. That has a lot to do with this, I suppose?
It certainly does, Paul. We've, if you take a tour, and we encourage customers that when they're in the area, if they'd like to come by and take a tour, one of the things that you will see at Continental Motors and have seen over the years is while there's a lot of old equipment that we still manufacture and hand processes that are still in place, each year we move more toward the digital age, very sophisticated CNC programming type machinery that is able to streamline processes and improve the quality and tolerances of the parts that we manufacture. So each year, people come in who have taken tours before. They're just in awe with the improvements that we've made in manufacturing and the number of CNC machines that we've employed. This has not been a cheap endeavor on the part of Continental Motors. It's a monumental task, and some of these machines can be in the upwards in the millions of dollars for these machines.
And not only are they expensive, you have to incorporate them into the production flow.
That's correct. We have to ensure that there is a test procedure that we follow to qualify the machine. We don't just turn it on. We run many, many parts through that machine to make sure that that machine is, in fact, hitting the center of the goalpost, if you will.
Now, as far as the economic impact for users, it's considerable, particularly if, say, I'm a Part 135 operator and I get a 400-hour extension on that TBO. Well, that's real money.
That's correct. We expect that our 135 operators will save a substantial amount of money in compliance with that mandatory recommendation. Additionally, those owners, and many of our owners do adhere to our recommendations for TBO, and those private owners also will see some savings in that they can go a little longer before having to replace their engine.
Does it require any trend monitoring?
No, sir, not at all.
Oh, it's just basic hours on condition?
That's correct.
Okay, now let's switch gears a little bit and talk about the diesel. Where does that project stand?
Okay, with the TD300 turbo diesel, we have obtained certification. We now have a certified engine. We expect to have production in the third quarter of 2013, and we are very happy to have a customer in line for that engine. Unfortunately, I can't disclose who that may be, but we're very excited about our diesel program going forward.
Then should we expect more information at Oshkosh?
Absolutely. I think that we'll have much more to discuss about the diesel at Oshkosh.
Okay, well, I'd like to actually see this thing, so I'll be there.
Sounds good. Look forward to seeing you, Paul.
All right, thanks, Bill. We've been speaking with Bill Ross at Continental Motors. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2013. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.